Blackstone Audiobooks presents To Ruin a Queen, A Mystery at Queen Elizabeth I's Court by Fiona Buckley. The book's dedication reads, "This book is for John and Kerry, without whom it would never have been written." Chapter 1. The Power of Life and Death. The journey that took me from the Chateau Blanchepierre, on the banks of the Loire, to Vetch Castle on the Welsh March, began, I think, on April 4, 1564, when I snatched up a triple-branched silver candlestick and hurled it the length of the Blanchepierre dinner-table at my husband, Matthew de la Roche. I threw it in an outburst of fury and unhappiness, which had had its beginnings 3.5 weeks before, in the fetid, overheated, lying-in chamber in the west tower of the chateau, where our first child should have come into the world, had God or Providence been kinder. I had begged for air, but no one would open the shutters for fear of letting in a cold wind. Instead, there was a fire in the hearth, piled too high, and giving off a sickly perfume from the herbs which my woman Fran Dale had thrown onto it in an effort to please me by sweetening the atmosphere. The lying-in chamber was pervaded, too, by a continual murmur of prayers from Matthew's uncle Armand, who was a priest and lived in the chateau as its chaplain. It was he who had married us 3.5 years ago in England. To my fevered mind, the drone of his elderly voice sounded like a prayer for the dying. Possibly it was. Madame Montaigle had fetched him after using pepper to make me sneeze, in the hope that it would shoot the child out, and then attempting in vain to pull him out of me by hand, which had caused me to scream wildly. She told me afterward that she had despaired of my life. Madame Montaigle was my husband's former housekeeper. She had been living in a retirement cottage, but she had skill as a midwife, and Matthew had fetched her back to the chateau to help me. I wished he hadn't, for she didn't like me. To her I was Matthew's heretic wife, the stranger from England, who had let him down in the past and would probably let him down again if given the ghost of a chance. I did not think she would care if I died. I would have felt the same in her place, but I could have done without either Madame Montaigle or Uncle Armand, as I lay sweating and cursing and crying, growing more exhausted and feverish with every passing hour, fighting to bring forth Matthew's child, and failing. During the second day I drifted toward delirium. Matthew had gone to fetch the physician from the village below the chateau, but I kept on forgetting this and asking for him. When at last I heard his voice at the door, telling the physician that this was the room and for the love of God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?